Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Psalm 101, we shall read from verse 1 to 6. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when would thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Amen. The title of the message is The Perfect Way. He says in verse 2, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when would thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. That's why he says, come to me. All you that labor and heavily laden, I will give you rest. Who says so? The Spirit that created us, the Lord himself. He said we should come to him, that he will walk within his house. You see, he wants us to come to this house. Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. That we should come, that he will walk within his house with a perfect heart. He says he does not walk outside his house. He is in his house. And therefore, he said, for us to be with him, we have to come to where he is. You see, look at verse 6 of the Psalm 101. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Say, anyone that walks in a perfect way, the perfect way, he said, only those can serve him. See what Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. He said, if anyone be his servant, Jesus says, where he is, that's where his servants are. They dwell together. And that's why he says that it's only those who have the perfect heart can walk and serve him. They can walk in his house and serve him. That those who are his servants are not living or dwelling in a different place where he dwells. And so he came to show us the perfect way. Jesus says the perfect way is where he is, where he dwells. That is the way to God. That is how to serve God. That is anyone who serves me, he say, where I am, there he is also, then my Father will honor that one. You know what it means? Say, my Father will love you. The Son of God says anyone that serve him will be with him and his Father will love him. Look at John 14, reading from verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. That he's going to prepare a place for his own disciples, those who serve him. Then he says, if I have done so, I will come and bring you to myself, so that where I am, you will be there also. That anyone that serve him must be where he is. In what place? In the Father's house. In the house of God. In verse 5, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? We don't know where you are going. Then Jesus answered in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus says, I am the way, the perfect way to God. I am the truth, I am the life. No one can come to the Father except by me. That's why he says, anyone serve me, where I am, there he will be also. Because my Father dwells in me. I am that house of God, Jesus says. We have to come to God. We must come to God by Jesus Christ, by his Son, that is in that house. That's why he calls it the Father's house. And therefore, he says that the perfect way is himself. Who? The Son of the living God. The eternal Son of God. This is why he wants us to know him. But look at it in verse 7. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. He says, once you see him, you see the Father. Because the Father dwells in him. Just like you. When anyone sees you, sees your spirit. Because your spirit dwells in you, your life. He says, once you see him, see who? See the Son of God, you see the Father. The Spirit dwells in him, the Father dwells in him. Who? In his Son. But his own still was puzzled in verse 8 of John 14. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. That will be enough. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. He says, the Father that is speaking. That's why the scriptures tell us that none of the scriptures in the Bible came privately. That holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. He said, every word we meet in the Bible is the word of God himself. That he is God's word. That he is not speaking by himself. That when we read the Bible, we are hearing the word of the Holy Spirit. And so he said, believe me, I am in the Father. I am he that is in the bosom of the Father, that proceeded from God. Who? The Holy Word of God. He said, if we have known him, that he is the Word of God, that the Word of God is the Son of God, he said, we will know the Father as well. That the Father dwells in him. And that he is the only way to God. That he is that express image of his person. He is the exact God, he's saying to us. The true God, who? Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God. Who is this perfect Son of God? We need to know him. He said, if you have known me, but they are looking at him, but they don't know whom he is. Jesus said, we need to know him. And then when we know him, then we will know the Father. See what the scripture says in Psalm 19 and in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. That's it. He says the scripture, which is the word of the Lord, is perfect. Who? The perfect way to God. The perfect Son of God. He says he is the converter of our soul. That the testimony of the Lord, you know the scripture is the testimony of the Lord. That's why he says the words I speak is not me speaking, my Father. They are not the words of man, but the words of God himself. He says the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. That's why he says there is no other way to the Father except by me. Who says so? The word of God. The Son of the living God. He said he is the perfect one, the perfect way to God, and that anyone that comes to him has come to the true God. To who? To the word of God. That's why James has this to say to us in James chapter 1, reading from verse 21 to 25. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Verse 25 is where the action is. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Fantastic. He said, anyone that comes to this perfect law of liberty, the converter, the perfect one, the perfect Son of God, and continue on him, knowing that he is the sure testimony of God, he is the truth of God. He said, if he continue, he will know the truth. He will soon discover that the word of God is the Son of God. Jesus says, if you continue my word, are you my disciples? Indeed. And then he says, if such person does not walk away, but put his eyes straight on him, looking unto him, that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He says, such a person is not a forgetful hearer. He has heard what the Spirit says. That's why he says, he that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. That the Spirit is speaking to us concerning his Son. Who? The Holy Spirit. He's testifying his Son to us. Now the Spirit says that he that has ear, let him hear what he is saying. Who? What the Holy Spirit is saying. That the Holy Spirit is saying to us that anyone that comes to the perfect word of liberty, to the perfect word of God, has come to his Son. And he says, if anyone continue, then means he has heard what the Spirit says. He's not a forgetful hearer. He's a doer of what the Holy Spirit says, that we should look unto him. Unto who? To his Son. And then his Son will convert us. He will change us. That the Son of God is that word of God. Which is why he said, there is no other way to the Father except by me. And now God is saying to us that he is looking on his Son. You know, God is looking on his Son. He said, we also should look on him. God wants us to hear Jesus. That's why I say, he that has ear, let him hear the Son of God. That this is the beloved Son of God, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear you him. If God hears Jesus, and only Jesus he listened to, he says, a froward heart cannot dwell with me in my house. That means God is dwelling in his house. Which house? His word. So he said to us that we should listen to him. Then when God hears him, we hear him. It's like someone who understands English and the other person understands English. Then they are in the same place. When you talk then each other to each other, you understand each other. God is saying for us to deal with him, For us to understand, he's saying we must dwell in where he is. That the ancient serpent deceived Adam in the beginning, so he departed from this place, from this house of God. This dwelling place of God that abided forever. And so he's saying, come home. We should return to this house, this eternal home of God. The home of the saints. The home of us all. He said we should return. That anyone that continue him is not a forgetful hearer. He's a doer of what God says. He told Adam. He said he should keep his word. He kept not his word. He departed. And so the Lord is saying to us today that the perfect way to God is his word. And anyone that comes to him must remain. Must never depart from him, for he is that perfect Son of God. He is that Savior. He is that truth of God. That's why Jesus said to us in Matthew chapter 5. Verse 48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. He said, you know what makes God perfect? He looks unto this perfect one. He seeth the perfect one. He told Samuel, he says, I don't look the way men look. I look unto in the inside, looking for perfection in the heart. And that he's looking for Christ. He told him, he said, I've refused Eliab because he has no Christ in him. And then when David came, and then he said, that's him. I've seen him. Who have seen my son in his heart? He said, his heart is after me. What I'm thinking of is what he's thinking of. He's mindful of me. We have the same mind. That's why he said, let this mind which was in Christ be in you. Jesus says, let your heart be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect. What is perfect? His word. The word of God. He said that God is perfect because he's mindful of his word. He has a perfect heart. Therefore, we should be perfect. We should know what is in his heart. What God is mindful of. Whom God is speaking to us concerning. He said we should have that one in mind. If not, we have no perfect heart. And so that's how to be perfect. The scripture tells us of a man who was great in scriptures, who was vast in the word of God, but his heart was not perfect. Let's see that in Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18. We read from verse 24 and read it to verse 28. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much, which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, he said this man was mighty in scriptures, means he knows the scriptures. He can recite it verbatim. Now, he was fervent in spirit. He can preach. What's the problem? He says he doesn't know the Lord. He only knows John the Baptist. You know, that's the problem today. He says he only knows flesh and blood. He don't know the Lord. He don't know whom the Lord is. Though he was taught in the scriptures, he can recite the scriptures, he can preach the scriptures, he don't know whom the Lord is. And so the Lord is saying to us that he said, let your heart be perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect. He knows the Son. Jesus says, no one knows whom the Son is except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and to whom the Son will reveal him. So this man's problem was that he does not know the Lord. He's a mighty preacher. He's a wonderful preacher. But he does not know the Lord. You know what that means? He will lead men astray because he does not know whom to lead them to. And then Aquila and Priscilla, who knew something is wrong fundamentally, took him aside. Those who have been with St. Paul, who have known the Lord, and said, yes, you are speaking with great oration, but it's an empty talk. You are not presenting the Lord. It is the Lord we preach. So that men will come to him and he will save them. He is the savior of the whole world. He is that one that takes away the sin. And then they now expounded the way of the Lord to him perfectly. He now knew the Lord. And then he mightily convinced the fellow Jews that the word of God is the Christ. He showed it to them by the scriptures that Jesus is that perfect one who the word gave to Moses. That he is the truth. And therefore, he said, there's no way we can come to God except by him. And so this man was able to convince the Jews that you've missed the point. That the truth is the word that God gave to the Israelites. He is the Lord. And he wants us to bow to him. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and gave him a name. That at the name of Jesus, who at the name of the word of God, every knee should bow. And then you look at chapter 19 of Acts, the same problem continued in verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said unto John the Baptist. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord. Amen. The same problem. They said they have never heard of the man of the Holy Ghost. The one that John said is coming. He said, he that is coming after me is greater than I am, mightier than I cannot carry his shoes. Who? The baptizer. That will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And then you will come unto him. He says, I will give you my spirit. The word. That God was in the man Christ Jesus. The eternal spirit. The Holy Ghost himself was in the man Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to himself. Now Isaiah has committed to us the word of reconciliation. He says to us that he is the perfect way. That the word is the perfect way to the true God. That the Holy Spirit himself gave us the word. That's why the Apostle Peter says that you do well, you take heed to this perfect one. To this perfect Son of God, that we have a more sure word of prophecy. That John was speaking of him. John was his prophet. He says that all prophesied unto John. He said, from the days of John the Baptist, the holy man of God is being spoken of. And then these people have never heard concerning Jesus. That's the problem today. Men don't know whom Jesus is. And therefore, going about establishing something else. That Jesus is the end of our preaching. Who the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible is the terminus of our faith. He said, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Which salvation the prophet inquired and searched diligently. The Spirit of Christ that was in them, the Spirit of the Scriptures in them, testifying of this wonderful one. He says, anyone that believes in him will enter. He says, when Paul spoke to them concerning Jesus, the Holy Spirit himself that gave us the Bible and they believe his word, then he sealed them up. Amen. with his spirit, as the scripture has said, that anyone that believe on me shall receive the Holy Spirit. And out of your belly will be flowing the testimony of the scriptures. That though Apollos was versed in the scriptures, he doesn't know whom the scriptures is. Didn't know whom Jesus is. Though these people were instructed, they are believers in Ephesus, they have never heard concerning the man of the Holy Ghost, the perfect one, the one that is able to convert our soul, that God planted in Jesus' arm, the true planting, the Holy Word. That if you have known me, you would have known my Father also. That God planted the Holy Bible as that tree of life. That anyone that comes to him, he says, eat me, drink me, eat the truth of this Bible. He says, anyone that eat him will be alive unto God again. He has passed from the dead to the living. That when they explain the living to Apollos, he passed from the dead flesh unto the living Christ. Then he mightily convinced the Jews that the word of God is the Christ. And then Paul did the same thing when he now told them whom Jesus is, that John was pointing to him. All the prophets point to Jesus. They were all testifying of Jesus. That Jesus is the word of God. That was speaking to the prophet. They are all his servants. And that he is the perfect one. That they were prophets of the Son of God. And now he said, this Son of God is come to us. John says, he said, and we know that the Son of God is come. And he has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. We are in him that is true. Therefore, we are preaching him so that we come to the knowledge of the Son of God, to this perfect one, the perfect scriptures. Look at Ephesians chapter 4 and hear what the wonderful says to us. You know, Jesus is the wonderful word of God that we find in the Bible. Ephesians chapter 4, reading from verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. It's until we come to the knowledge of Christ. You know, Apollos had not come to the knowledge of Christ until he was instructed and showed the perfect Christ. Those disciples, certain disciples in Ephesus, have not come to the knowledge of Christ. And then Paul spoke of Christ to them. And then they came to that knowledge of the Son of God unto the perfect man. They have a perfect heart towards him. In verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, where they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. You see, Christ is the head. God has made him the head over his church, over us, that we should know the head, that Jesus is the head, that we should not leave him. From him all nourishment comes. That he gave some. That the same Jesus said, when I return, I will prepare a place for you. I'll bring you to myself. That he that descended, that was made flesh, is the same that ascended into glory. And then he said, when he is ascended, he will bring us to himself. So that where he is, we will be there also. Where is he? He's in the world. See, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word is God himself. Now he says that when anyone serve him, where he is, that is where his servants are. Where is he? In the word. Now he says, if we want to be perfect, have a perfect heart. Look unto this perfect one and see him. That up to this day, when Moses is read, when the scripture is read, he says there's a veil in the heart. The heart is not perfect. They don't have a perfect heart towards him. But he says we should see him. That Jesus is here with us. We see Jesus, the Son of the living God. He says, anyone who sees him has seen the Father. That's why he says that we are come unto Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to that amazing house of God, where all the angels are, the innumerable companies of holy angels, and all those who have a perfect house, all the spirit of just men made perfect are in that house. It's not a physical house. He's telling us the house of God. The house of God is not a physical house. It's the house where he dwells permanently. He has been in that house before he created. He says, by him he created all things, both visible and invisible. God was not homeless when he made the creation. God is in Christ. His eternal home. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, which he created. But he said, this house cannot pass away. This dwelling place of the Most High God abided forever. Jesus says, I am the house that God dwells in me. Who? The Word of God that is speaking to us in the Holy Bible. He said, look unto me, you all the ends of the earth, and be saved. I am God. You believe in God, also believe in me. That I am the house of God, that God dwells in the Holy Bible. And he said, anyone that comes to him has come to the perfect God. He has come to that express image of God. He has come to the real God. See, that person cannot perish. He has passed from death unto life. He has come to the perfect knowledge of God, unto the Son of the living God. He now knows where God dwells. And so he will not be tossed to and thrown by every wind of doctrines where they lie in wait to deceive. He said, they will tell you, come to that mountain. Christ is here. He said, don't believe them. Christ is the Word of God. God is in him. God is not in them. Can never be in them. God has his house. He said to Solomon, which house will you make for me? Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. Did Solomon not build him a house in Jerusalem? The same Solomon not build houses for his wives, and he begin to worship the gods that he warned him not to worship. He said Solomon turned his heart away from God. He didn't have a perfect heart towards him. At one time he did. He built a house for him, for the Holy Bible. Then afterwards, he loved women and they turned his heart away. And then he thought there are some other way to God. He worshiped other gods. His heart was not perfect like David, his father. And God was angry with Solomon. Read the Bible. David warned him. He said, if you turn away from this God, you will be lost forever. His father told him. He said, see that you don't turn away from the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my days. They don't know what he's saying. They say, you are not yet 50 years old, and you said Abraham saw your days. He don't know what he's saying. That Abraham saw the days that the Bible will rule on earth. He saw the day that he said, the seeds which he preached to him, that God foreseen, that the whole world will be justified by Christ, by faith in Christ, preach Christ to Abraham. Preach the scripture to Abraham. And Abraham believed the scripture. That's why he said, I'm the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. Isaac, believe in me. I'm the God of Jacob. I'm the God of Moses. He said, Solomon, don't turn away from this God. That many have turned away from him. They didn't have a perfect heart. At one time, King Saul prophesied, but he turned away. He said, we should not turn away from this perfect way. There is no other way to God except this Holy Bible. Indeed, his house forever. He said, his house cannot be removed. It abides forever. And he says that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, there are room for you, everyone. Come in. So that where I am, those who serve me will dwell in the same house. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.